Oddly enough, my training as a rape crisis counselor was part of what had ultimately helped me understand that I was a trans person. Going through the 40 hours of training, or however many hours of training it was, again, was amazing. But I did often feel like when we had conversations about quote unquote typical survivor reactions, that I didn't fit anywhere in them. One or two sessions after I finished my training and was officially taking shifts on the hotline, and this was about as close as we got to all gender inclusion in those days, we had someone from another organization come to talk about working with men. And the first 20 minutes was, so if a man experiences sexual violence, what would you expect him to go through? What might stand out to you in a hotline call? And we do this big list of reactions we might expect and particular challenges he might face. And I remember just sitting there looking at this, giant post-it, get like line after line after line after reactions, and feeling like I see myself here for the first time. I will say that when I met with my hotline supervisor and said, so it turns out that this is who I am. I'm now using the name Ethan everywhere, but at hotline meetings. What happens now? And she told me that she wasn't sure. Ultimately, that led to a 3-month argument between staff and the board, trying to figure out who could work there, who couldn't. And then I was forced out at the end of that 3 months. That moment when she said, I'm not sure if you'll get to stay, really confirmed for me that being trans was a part of who I was to stay. Working with other survivors was the most important thing to me in the world. And I remember feeling like if I am willing to put this at risk to live as Ethan, then I have to live as Ethan. I am someone who's experienced sexual assault and sought care while living as different genders, right? So like I got a much better sense of why that matters and what it means working for them. We knew the work that we were doing was important, but I often felt like what I had to say and what my colleagues had to say was sometimes dismissed by people in positions of power because we were just advocates.
Yes.
And I used to go on these rants saying, I just wish that we had like a doctor so and so who could come out and say the thing that we're saying, and then people would listen and we could get funding and we could do our jobs. And it took several years for me to realize I can become Dr. So and so.